Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Nun Hei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Ches on the base at the second Mishnah on the page, Vachachamim Oimim. Vachachamim Oimim, B'Yehudu Hayo Oisim Malacha Ba'avi Psachim Ad Chatzais, V'Galil Lihayo Oisim Kol Eka. Vachachamim say that in Yehuda they would do Malacha on Erev Pesach until noon, and in Galil they would not do so the entire day. Halayla Be'Shamay Oisim Be'Sil Matirim Ad Shetonei Sachama. During the night of the 14th, Beis Shammai say that it's prohibited and Beis Hillel permit until daybreak. The Gemara says, Ha Yoim Asa Reblaza B'Shem Rishoshe Yoim Pesachu LaHashem. We can deduce from the Mishnah that the daytime of the 14th is prohibited. What's the source for this? Reblaza, quoting Rishoshe, says, it's the pasuk that says it's the Pesach for Hashem, means even the day of sacrificing the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Abba B'Shem Reblaza, Loi Shnei Tav Rechachamim Shana Oisa. Rabbi Lazar Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Lazar, quoting Rabbi Lazar, said that coming to resolve here why the earlier Mishnah refers to a custom to refrain from Malach on Erev Pesach, but this Mishnah refers to a prohibition to do so. These Mishnahs were taught by two different people. Amar Bizeira, Ashkachis Amar Talasa Inun, Chadam Asa, Chadam Muta, Chadam Minuk. Rabbi Zeira says there are in fact three opinions. One says it's prohibited, one says it's permitted, one says that it's the custom to refrain. And we come to the next Mishnah. Rav Meir Omer, kol malacha sheyischer ba koidim liyadalad goymer liyadalad, aval lo yaschel ba betchila biyadalad af api sheyachal legoymer. Rav Meir says, any malacha started before the 14th may be completed on the 14th, but one may not start malacha on the 14th even if it can be completed that day. V'chachamim oimim shalosh umni oisim malacha be'avish, psochim, hachayotim, v'asfarim, v'kaivzim. The Chacham say three types of workers may do malach on Erev Pesach, tailors, barbers, and launderers. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda oimer af haritz anim, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says even shoemakers. The Gemara says, the Ravad davashu l'tzerech hamayed, aval lo yaschal b'arbo asa afilu davashu l'tzerech mayed. The Gemara says the Mishnah only permits completing Malacha if it's needed for the festival, but one may not start a Malacha on the 14th even if it's needed for the festival. V'chachamim oimim, shalosh umni oisim Malacha ba'avi psochim, hachayotim, shekein hedjet toife kadar koi b'cholosh ha'moyed, hasaparim, shekein nezirim, mtsorim, megolchim b'moyed, hakoivsim, shekein derech ha'olim, matum l'tahara, liyos mechabsim b'moyed. And to explain the Chachamim, the Chachamim said that three types of workers may do Malacha on Erev Pesach. Tailors, as a non-professional, may also sew on Chol HaMoed. Barbers, as Nazirim and Mitzorayim, may have their haircut during the Moed, on Chol HaMoed. And launderers, as those that purify themselves, launder during the Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda oimer afa reitzonim, shekein derech oilei regolim, liyos metaknim, menaleihim, esandaleihim b'moed. And to explain Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, he says that even shoemakers may do malacha, as those that travel to Yerushalayim fix their shoes and sandals during the festival. Rabbanan Amrin, Ashirim hayu bebehema hayu oilin. However, the Rabbon and the Chacham disagree, as the people are rich and ride to Shulayim on animals, and therefore their shoes did not need fixing. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Moshivin shovchim natana goylim barabasa. One can seat hens on eggs for brooding on the 14th. If a brooding hen escaped, one may return it to its place, and if it died, one can seat another hen in its place. One may sweep under the legs of an animal on the 14th, and during the festival one may only move it to the sides. One may take and bring back vessels from a craftsman, even if they're not needed for the festival. The Gemara says, "Ha b'moyed asa." We infer the Gemara says that, however, to put eggs under hens on the festival itself on Chol HaMoed would be prohibited. Eimar biim es behema b'moyed av amalichin oisav levakayus. Rav Yehuda oimer chamora shehi tayvas zocha mar biim oisa shel etitzan v'shar kol behema malichin oisa levakayus. Mekidin dam la'adam lebehema b'moyed ve'imoinim refuah me'adam behema b'moyed. The Baisa says one may not mount a male onto a female animal on the festival, or one may lead a she-donkey to the pen of the male. Rav Yehuda says that a she-donkey who is demanding with desirous of relation to the male, one may mount the male onto it to prevent it from cooling down and dying. However, for other animals, one may only lead them to the pen. One may bloodlet a person or an animal on the festival, and one does not hold back from healing a person or an animal on the festival. תענגוילה שברוך הוא מחזירים לישראל למקיימה בהן שיחזירוה שלושה יומים למרידה. The Mishnah told that if a brooding hen escaped, one may return it to its place. This applies when they returned it within 3 days of its rebelling. ומייסה משיב נחס תחתיה, והוא שיושב על ביתה שלושה יומים מאיס לאיס. And the Mishnah told that if it died, one may seat another hen in its place. This applies when the first hen had already sat on the egg for 3 days, as the egg will go to waste if the hen is not replaced, since it's no longer edible. Amar Rav Manna Masnisa, Amar Kein, Shlosha Asa, Arba Asa, Chamisha Asa, Amikzah Zayim Kukulai. Rav Manna says we have a support from our Mishnah. The 13th, the 14th, and the 15th have already passed. Since he sat the hen there on the 14th, and the hen escaped on Chol HaMoed, which is the third day, as the Gemara views part of a day as a full day. Amavun tipata shayashu me'aleh v'leis shomin haklum. Amavun rejects this and says, no, perhaps the Mishnah refers to when the hen began sitting on the 14th of its own accord, so nothing can be learned from here. Zevo shemavri masalke lasad shebarefes uveshebacholza moitziya la'ashpa. The Vaisa says that manure in an alleyway may be moved to the side. If in a barn or a courtyard, he may take it out to the garbage dump. Amavri ba hadadetema b'chalza katana. Avo b'chalza gadoila masalke lasad. הרפס בין גדול ובין קטנה מציעה היא לאשפה המביא אבא מפני שנבלה קשה. And explaining the bice, Rabbi Abba says that it's referring to a small courtyard, but in a large courtyard he should move it to the side. But as for a barn, whether it's large or small, he may take it out to the garbage dump. Rabbi explained that it may be removed since the manure quickly becomes disgusting in the barn.